This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia says it is convinced that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's massive attack on its oil industry. It is a message the Saudis delivered today to visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called the assault an act of war. Those are words President Donald Trump has so far avoided using. Edward Uranian reports for VOA on Pompeo's trip to Saudi Arabia. Uranian is in Cairo.
Saudi TV showed Secretary of State Pompeo arriving at Jeddah Airport late Wednesday afternoon before meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss Saturday's attack on Saudi oil installations. Pompeo said Iran is behind the attacks and not Yemen's Houthis. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman Colonel Turki al-Maliki told journalists at a press conference earlier that 18 drones and 7 cruise missiles hit the 2 Saudi oil facilities, and that the missiles, 3 of which fell short of their targets, came from the north and could not have been launched by the Houthis.
Here in Washington, the U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates today by a quarter point, a move tied in part to signs of a slowing American economy and President Trump's trade war with China. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there will be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." 3 members voted against the quarter point cut. 2 wanted rates to stay the same, and 1 wanted a bigger reduction. It's the most dissent among the board in 3 years, showcasing the challenges of steering monetary policy amid economic uncertainty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump has named his next national security advisor, his 4th in less than 3 years. His replacement for the ousted John Bolton is Robert O'Brien, who's been working at a high level on and off at the State Department. Here's VOA's Jim Bertel.
Robert O'Brien has been serving as the president's special envoy for hostage affairs. He worked in the George W. Bush and Obama administrations and was an advisor on several GOP presidential campaigns. His announcement comes a week after President Trump ousted John Bolton as his top national security aide. Bolton had followed Mike Flynn and H.R. McMaster, a pair of Army generals who also fell out of the president's favor. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
President Trump said he and O'Brien have great chemistry, which was clearly not the issue with John Bolton. South Korea has followed through with a pledge to remove Japan from a preferred list of trading partners. It is the latest chapter in an escalating diplomatic dispute tied to Tokyo's 20th century occupation of the Korean Peninsula. Today's action comes just weeks after Japan removed Seoul from its white list of trusted trading nations. The Trump administration is challenging vehicle mileage and emission standards in the state of California, which wants to keep its own stringent rules intact, while President Trump wants them rolled back. A long court battle could be in the cards. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The car industry will be stronger, the air will be cleaner, and economically will be able to grow.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who represents California's 23rd district, says the president's move will create one fuel economy standard for the nation, and that makes sense. But the state's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, says he's baffled by Republicans.
They believe in federalism, they believe in state rights, at least they assert that, and they're nowhere to be found.
Newsom says the Trump administration's move only supports the oil industry, while California's tighter mileage standards help automakers compete.
I'm a free market guy. Why do these companies voluntarily agree? Because they know it's where the consumer's going. And they recognize the fuel efficiency is the differentiator.
As for the court challenge,
I'm confident we'll prevail eventually.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan also has turned down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. Speaking to reporters today, Pakistani leader Imran Khan used highly charged language, saying that extremist, nationalist Hindu racists control the government of India. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.